Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, I'm really glad to see that our old friend Riesling is starting to get a considerable following in this country. And why not? It's one of the greatest white wines in the world. It has so many different styles, but a lot of people think it's just a really sweet wine and they don't care for it.
Yeah, I'm continuously frustrated with people say, oh, I don't like Riesling. And then you pour them a well-made one and they go, well, that's really good. It is good. It is one of the great white wine grapes. The four principal regions in the world where it's produced are Australia, interestingly enough, Germany, obviously, the Pacific Northwest, and last but not least is the Alsace in France, which we've talked about on a number of occasions.
Yes.
And the wines that come from those four regions are distinctly different interpretations of Riesling. So the first one I tried is from Washington State. It's interestingly enough called Kung Fu Girl Riesling 2018 vintage. Now, the story here is it's pretty interesting. It's a guy named Charles Smith, who's a fairly idiosyncratic fellow. And he decided that he wanted to make the perfect wine to go with takeout Chinese food. So Kung Fu Girl was the result of that particular objective. And it works. The wine is medium dry with flavors of melon and peach with a subdued acidity. It has a nice medium fleshiness and, just as I said, a little bit of off-dry flavor. So that should pair really well with the Chinese food. And I just thought, what a cool concept. Who comes up with this kind of stuff? That's great. And that's all $13.99. So that's a pretty good value. Now, Germany is probably the great production region for Rieslings. There are several great regions there. The Mosel Valley is one of the premium regions. The Mosel wines tend to be a little more delicate and subtle than some of the other regions in Germany for the production of Riesling. This is one from a producer called Heinz Eifel, E-I-F-E-L, sells for $14.99, and this is what they call a cabinet. So the Qualitats wine, which is the better Rieslings, have a number of different levels, and cabinet is sort of the first level. And this is a 2018 that sells for $14.99. You're going to have wonderful, stylish, sophisticated wine with notes of peach and green apple. But what really makes it work, and this is the key to Riesling in my humble opinion, is there's this steely racing acidity that runs right down the middle of the wine. All of the fruits sort of hang off of that. And it's that structure that makes it work so well with food. So I thought this was a really classy wine. Now, last but not least, and this actually was my favorite of the three that I tried, is a Riesling from Australia. It's from a producer called Best's, and it's their Great Western Riesling. It sells for $24.99, and if you want to do a Riesling on Saturday night dinner, this would be a good example of it. It's 11%. The color is pale straw with a real brightness to it. You have citrus and pear aromas and flavors over subtle spice. And again, this wonderful steely minerality, different from the German wine, with that little hint of almost a petrol quality, which is something pretty unique to the Australian Rieslings. It's somewhat reminiscent of the Alsatian wines. It's zesty and lively and a real pleasure, I thought, for this amount of money. So there's some Rieslings to look into.
Well, people should, because they are excellent with food. I just love them, and they keep forever. Good deal. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.